May God's words alone be spoken. May God's words alone be heard. Amen. Amen. Today we celebrate Epiphany. The Feast of the Epiphany is really tomorrow, January 6th, so we're celebrating it today. And this is the feast day that ends our Christmastide, our 12 days of Christmas. So if you see 12 drummers drumming someplace. And as I remind you every year, if you've put away your Christmas decorations, you rush the season. Some even celebrate until Candlemas on February 2nd, when we remember the presentation of Jesus at the temple. So if you think 12 days of Christmas is a lot, now every year we like to tell the story of the Magi who travel from the east to bring gifts to the Christ child. And it is important each year to remember where we got this story of the three wise guys. Matthew's the only gospel account of this story and never tells us how many there were. But since Matthew mentions three gifts, later Christian tradition came to identify three kings, even though there's no mention of them being royalty either. Y'all know this because you've heard this before, right? And in late 6th century Arminian infancy gospel, the Magi are even given names, Melchon or Melchior, Balthazar and Gaspar. But just as we don't really know the names of the people who wrote the gospels, we also don't know the names of these folks. So pick whatever names you like. This year, I decided to call them Harry, Hermione, and Ron. Though we all know, if Hermione were one of them, they would have arrived on time with far more appropriate gifts for a newborn. For as we know, it took them a while to get there. As we heard today, he was already a child living in a house, and they did bring really weird gifts for a new family, right? But regardless of how long it took these folks to arrive, each year we like to tell the story of their visit. You know, I think I saw some camels out there. Great king. I get a present? I get a present! Hope it wasn't breakable. Okay, what do we got? A slinky! I love these things! This is awesome! And a note. You can stay until the note's read, king, if you want, even though you know what it says. This birth brings forward joy and possibility. We didn't really know what was ahead for us when we first followed that star, and there were surely folks who thought we were a bit crazy for doing it. Yet in the end, God gave us the courage we needed, and like this child's toy, we found that if you stretch yourself to follow your calling, everything else will follow too. The truth is, sometimes you will be called to lead the way, to step boldly forward where God is leading, as we Magi did. Eventually, others may follow, but if they don't, keep on moving on, because the gifts that you bring and that you receive will truly make a difference. Well, thank you so much. That's a really interesting and really fun gift. Now, as I was saying, I hear a knocking. Somewhere I hear a knocking. Why, you come bearing your own camel. So nice to see. Yes, indeed. Well, thank you, great Magi. Let me see what we have here. This is a big gift. This is a big gift. Let's see what we've got. Oh, I'm not sure I can shake this one. Somebody wrapped this up really tight. Oh, here we go. Whoops, sorry. A yield sign! This is totally awesome! Totally awesome! Oh, wait. And there's a note. Surprise, surprise. I'm back. Okay. Well, let's see what's going on. Aw, would you like to sit back down with your camel? You can. You don't have to wait till the note's read. The camel must be thirsty. This is why you should always leave out carrots. Or is that reindeer? Let's see. The yield sign. This birth changes everything. We magi knew the heavens had been shifted, but we couldn't imagine the changes that would occur on Earth. We knew a sign when we saw one, and we followed it. Now, we Eastern sages know a lot about signs, especially this one. While we knew when to step boldly forward and follow the star with courage, we also knew when it was best to take a longer and more circuitous path to ensure his light shone brightly in the world. The truth is, while the troubled world needs justice and peace now as it did then, those who travel his path must know when to topple walls and when to go around them. So always remember to follow the signs the Holy Spirit gives to you, be it a star, a yield sign, or a red light. That's awesome. I certainly hope it's a legal gift, too. I wonder how that happened. Well, anyway, as I was saying, I had a feeling that was coming. Did you? This looks like a nice gift. Well, hang out there, Sage. I might need help. Let's see. Let's see what we got here. Oh, okay. Well, we have a lantern. Ooh, isn't that nice? That's beautiful. It smells nice, too. Oh, wait. You know I'm a mess on Christmas morning, don't you? I'm one of those people that throws the paper everywhere, just so you know. Ah, I've got a scroll. Yes, I do. Let's see. This birth brought into the world the life and light of all the people. Throughout our journey in the rough places and the smooth, his star was with us, even when things seemed most dark. The truth is, his light will always guide you too, filling you with his love and grace, so that even in your darkest moments, hope will abound. Of course, you just have to remember to turn it on. Thank you. Thank you. Isn't that lovely? It's very, very pretty. Put that one here. Okay. Oh, wow. What a lot of kids. I must have been a very, very good priest this year. Why are you laughing? Why do you think that's funny? So, we have a slinky and a yard sign, a yield sign, I mean, and a lantern. What could these all mean? They're kind of neat gifts, especially the slinky, but how do they fit together? What are these magi trying to tell us? I think I have an idea. Today we live in a crazy world, which sometimes can seem darker and more hateful with every passing day. Yet, if we can remember the birth we celebrate, we know that the gifts the Magi brought to Jesus were a sign of who he was and what he would do in this world. He is a new king for us, ensuring that our loyalties in this world are always aligned with those of heaven. And so they brought him gold, a gift for royalty. He's the long-awaited Emmanuel, God with us, reminding us that we are all God's beloved children and what that means for us. And so they brought him frankincense, a gift for deity. He's the crucified Messiah, whose death and resurrection changed everything then, now, and always. And so they brought him myrrh, a gift to anoint the dead, and one used as medicine even today. And the gifts today? Well, they're about his birth, too. and about us. Slinkies pull forward, right? They pull forward. And at some point, the rest springs up to meet it, even sometimes springing past, right? Following Christ's call can feel like that too. In the beginning, it can feel scary and far more than a stretch. Yet if it's the Holy Spirit pulling us forward, then we have nothing to fear. For what keeps us linked is the grace of Jesus Christ, the one no cross or king could overcome. And if we have courage, perhaps others will follow. And just like that, I don't know if I can do this, but you know how it works, slinkies. Anyway, it follows, right? And just like that, the gospel of God's all-inclusive love is also spread far and wide. But how do we know if we're being called and to where? How do we see the star shining in our own lives? The second gift of the sages helps us answer those questions by reminding us to be aware of the signs God gives us in our lives, and they are ever present, though sometimes we ignore them or blow right past them. For sometimes the pull forward is God, but at other times it may be that God is trying to pull us back from the wrong path, or at least letting us know when it's time to stop and rest for a bit, to lay our yoke on him, that we may find our courage and strength renewed. And that brings up the yield sign, for it is this sign most of all that we tend not to see, well, especially in New Jersey. Yet it's a sign that God often gives us, and one the world needs too. Today, people just seem to yell at one another. No one will compromise. No one will listen to the other. We seem entrenched in our own point of view. We can't seem to remember that the person on the other side is also a child of God. There are times as well when we believe so fervently in our own positions that we cannot possibly imagine that another position might also have some truth in it, or at least that the one opposite us isn't going to hear us if we are angry, shouting, or unwilling to listen. This has led to strife in families and in our communities. It also doesn't spread the gospel, because hate only brings about more hate. The only path to love is love. It is true that sometimes we must just forge forward. Justice delayed is justice denied, after all. Yet we must remember, yielding is not a stop sign. It can be another way to get where we're going. Now, when I was young, I competed in judo. God bless my parents, because I got to tell you, there is nothing more boring than a judo tournament. And I competed in them all over the East Coast. And while the goal is a match is to defeat your opponent, one of the first things you learn in judo is that the best way to do that can often be to yield. To yield. And while a judo match uses this for defeating the other, as we seek to follow Jesus, God may be giving us a yield sign for another reason. In this broken world, we just may find that God's sign to yield opens the way to much needed healing, understanding, and hope, that we may find a common connection by which unity may be forged for the good of all and the spread of his gospel. The yield sign may also be God's way of doing a course correction, lest we become the proverbial bull in a china shop, making the journey more about ourselves and less about his love and grace. And finally, like what happens when this sign is seen on our roads, it may be that God's telling us that we're to follow, not lead. And now about this lantern, perhaps the best gift the sages gave us, for with it we are reminded that the greatest gift of all were not the ones they brought to him or to us, but the one he is. You know, one of my favorite Christmas hymns is, "O Little Town of Bethlehem." Well, it's sung to Forest Green, that is. You know, da 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 da, right? Seriously? And my favorite verse in that hymn is the third one, which goes like this. Don't worry, I won't sing. How silently, the wondrous gift is given. So God imparts to human hearts the blessing of his heaven. No ear may hear his coming, but in this world of sin, where meek souls will receive him still, the dear Christ enters in. Christ does enter in, for in our baptism, he is born in us. We are God's lanterns, God's light within us, shining in this dark world as a beacon of hope for all. And to keep his burning light bright, shining brightly in us, we come here, and hopefully that goes back on, but if it doesn't, Christopher, hit on. Thank you. Bingo! We come here, receiving him in the Eucharist and being restored for the star journeys ahead. The sages have given us great gifts indeed. And like them, we too have stars we must follow with courage. For we too need to go to Jesus. And where will we find him? He is once again an infant refugee fleeing oppression with his family, just as he was when Joseph and Mary fled with him to Egypt, as we would have heard in the verses following the ones read today. Though now we have him in cages at our southern border, rather than being welcomed as a stranger in a foreign land. He is still being crucified in the oppression of women, people of color, those who love differently, and so many more. In these places, we will see his star shining. And perhaps most importantly, he is still the resurrected one, alive in you and in me, in his light, grace, hope, and love shining through us for all who wait in darkness. It is the feast of the Epiphany, and while the Magi gave us some wonderful gifts, God has given us the greatest one of all, the gift of life and love found in Jesus, and the courage, strength, and hope we need to spread his gospel if we meek souls will receive him still and let the dear Christ enter in. For if we do, we truly will keep Christ in Christmas by being Christ the rest of the year. And his birth in us will change everything too. Amen.